Ramadan is the holy month observed by Muslims around the world. And in countries where Muslims are a majority, work days are shortened during the month to accommodate time spent praying and sharing festive meals to mark the end of the daily fast, which lasts from dawn to dusk. During this period of spiritual reflection, which ends this weekend, different families observe Ramadan differently. Caroline Losnick has more.
I'm with Decca Dalla at the Hannaford grocery store near the main mall. She's walking up and down the aisles, filling a shopping cart with a few items to round out her evening meal. Dalla is a human services counselor for refugee services for the city of Portland, and she's just finished her workday. But her next meal won't be for another 4 hours after sunset.
So I'm buying a lime, because there are certain dessert sweets that we use for that, particularly for Ramadan. It's papaya with banana and sugar and lime. So I ran out of lime, so I need those. So it's a good price, $3 for $1.
Right? Dalla says she buys lots of dates and meat for traditional Somali food at halal markets. But she also buys pizza dough and some items you might not expect during the observance of Ramadan. Fasting during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam, along with the Muslim Declaration of Faith, daily prayer, charity, and performing the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. Followers of Islam don't fast the entire day. There's a super early pre-dawn meal called the suhoor, and a break the fast after sunset each day with a meal known as iftar. Iftar is often shared with family and friends. About 10,000 adults, fewer than 1% of the people in Maine, are Muslim, according to a 2014 survey by the Pew Research Center for Religion and Public Life. Many people regularly attend a mosque, but the Dalla family doesn't. They observe Ramadan at home.
This is like the chicken sandwich for the kids in case they want that. This is part of the sambusa. It's already ready and frozen. So all I have to do is just put it out the days that we're going to be eating.
And then back home, Dalla unpacks her grocery items and is greeted by her three kids. Mahad Farah is the middle son. He's 15 years old and out of school for the summer. He stays active during Ramadan.
For me, like, I don't want to just sit home and just do nothing the whole day, like maybe playing basketball with my friends. So that's how I see it.
He's also getting ready for a trip.
I'm going to visit my dad in Atlanta, so I'm traveling. I won't be fasting tomorrow, so I'm going to have to make up that day.
He says he can make up the days when he's not fasting after Ramadan. But the holy month is more than just fasting, says his mom, Decca Dalla.
It's a lot of things. It's not only one thing. And people just have that stuck in their head. It's to do charities, to be humble, to be thankful, to be, you know, all of the goodness of the month. And prayer and prayer and prayer.
I think it's more like a connection thing. It's like a disconnection from food and drink, building a better connection between you and your God, kind of.
14-year-old Saharla Farah is the youngest member of the family. Her older brother, 22-year-old Saeed Farah, is a USM theater major. He recalls a time a few years ago when he volunteered at the Preble Street Resource Center during his Ramadan fast.
I just kept it to myself, you know. But it was good for the other people to, you know, get their food, you know, being taken care of.
The traditions that Decca Dalla and her kids, who were born in the United States, follow now are similar, and yet still a bit different than the ones she followed growing up in Somalia.
In Somalia, people are all up all night, you know, talking and eating and chit-chatting, and, you know, there is these gatherings, family gatherings, neighbors and people give back. And here, you don't have that luxury. You have to work, you have to get up early in the morning, so you can't hang out all night.
There are other differences, too.
Well, yeah, such as the prayer, you know, the calling for the prayer. Here, you don't hear that. So we have it in our smartphones.
That's the app Dalla has on her cell phone that calls her family to prayer 5 times a day during Ramadan. It also plays the Quran. She says it's common now, but that she couldn't have imagined using her smartphone for Ramadan when she was a kid. But this brings the observance and prayer practice in sync with her family's modern technology habits. Saharla Farah.
A lot of people think that, oh, if you're part of this religion, you have to do this. It's kind of, it's a choice, and you gain a lot of knowledge out of that choice.
The end of Ramadan is marked by Eid al-Fitr, a large 3-day celebration that starts as soon as the new moon is visible. As part of Eid, Muslims celebrate by putting on their best clothing, attending large gatherings, giving gifts, spending time with their family, and having a large meal during the day. Whenever Eid falls, Dalla's family is ready. For MPBN News, I'm Caroline Losnick.